Next item on the agenda is Marshall G. Wisner, Oyster Planning Grant Application 2017-176. Mr. Stagg.
Okay. So this is an orchard planting ground application from Marshall G. Wisner, requesting to lease approximately 20 acres of orchard planting ground within a cove tributary of the James River. This cove is located immediately adjacent and surrounded by a spit of land. This part of the Joint Base Langley-Eustis-Fort Eustis location, Fort Eustis Base, which is in the city of Newport News. It is protested by Base Civil Engineering Division and their Security Forces Unit. Location is Newport News. This, the darker area here is Fort Eustis, Route 64 and Warwick Boulevard. The application is located here in this small cove. Inside this piece of land is called Goose Island. It's not really truly an island, but it's close. Here's an aerial view, a little closer view as well. Again, this is part of the base, a perimeter road that runs along the waterfront here and goes out to the maritime pier that the Ghost Fleet ships. Again, this is an embayment. There is a tidal connection. It's very narrow and very shallow here. That's the only place it's connected. On occasion, you can see a little sand here. This washes over at high tide, apparently, but it's not connected at low tide. Here's an even closer view. Again, you can see that feature I was talking about where there's a little blow over here. But this is the opening to the river itself. Skiff's Creek is just to the north, and the port for Fort Eustis facilities, Port 3 they call it, is located just to the north. And there's considerably more infrastructure there that's off the picture. So we did receive this application on December 5th of 2017, requesting to lease this area inside this cove. We did subject this to our normal public interest review. We did receive some comments not long after the application was received from the Virginia Department of Health, Division of Shellfish Safety, Shellfish Sanitation at the time. They've changed their name. They indicated that they didn't really go in this cove and test the waters in here because it's sort of inside the base. This is, you know, a secure base. So there was a little concern as to these borders are open, technically, but they were not tested. So we do have cases like this in other parts of the Commonwealth where there are small bodies of water like this that aren't tested. And typically, the health department classifies them as non-classified, which means they don't have a classification. They're not open, they're not closed, which is problematic because we don't really know for sure. So that's the first issue with this one. We can certainly have the health department, I think, you know, test these waters and make sure that they're suitable. But as of right now, the best I can tell you is that they just have concerns about this small body of water and whether the water quality is adequate or not. So that was the first issue. After some time, we did get some information from the Civil Engineering Division. With quite a number of concerns, and then they later, I think, contacted other base personnel, and that resulted in the Security Forces unit within the base to also send an email. Those are in your packet. But generally, I'm going to try to kind of synopsize what their concerns are. So the Civil Engineering Division noted that they have questions of whether oysters would even survive in this area. There is a lot, it is tidal, but there's not a lot of flushing, and it would appear it's probably pretty soft bottom. So that's their first concern. They also note that the only access by water would be through this narrow opening and probably only accessible at high tide because it's so shallow at low tide it'd be hard to get a vessel in and out. Potential conflicts with military watercraft training in the area. They do use the area just south of this on the James River as a training area. I had previously permitted some activities there when I was doing environmental engineer permitting in the past. They also note that the use of the cove by a private duck blind owner, interference with base personnel and their families, fishing from the shore, also potential adverse impact on waterfowl and bird wading, and also the resulting bird watching that occurs by base personnel and their families. The security unit noted in their concerns that the applicant had not received specific authorization from the base agencies for this application. The area is currently under review to be classified as a restricted area by Fort Eustis. It's in close proximity to the third port, just to the north, and will be in the near future a training area. And that although the applicant is a Department of Defense employee and works on the base, this particular area poses a security concern because of the ease of access onto the post the area presents. Mr. Wisner was informed of these concerns that we received, and in your packet it says that as of the date that I wrote this, we had not gotten a response. He did call me yesterday on the phone, and we had a brief discussion. He believes, still believes that he wants to go, told me he wants to go forward with this and basically make his case to the commission today on why it should be leased. He contends that if it is state-owned subaqueous lands, then there are leases just outside this cove, and there are, as you can see, to the south and west, there are a considerable number of leases in fairly close proximity to the base, and therefore he wishes to proceed. However, based on the location of the lease and concerns both from the health department and the considerable concerns expressed by base personnel in both the civil engineering division and the security unit, we cannot support leasing inside this area. Unless Mr. Wisner can obtain explicit approval from the proper authorities at the base, we believe leasing any of this area is definitely not in the public interest, and that the application should therefore be denied.
Any questions, Mr. Stagg? Ms. Everett?
And Mr. Stagg and Mr. Woods emailed from Virginia Department of Health.
Yes.
He mentions that they'll get a look at coliform levels. That was out of October. Just didn't know if that had been done. It sounds like it hadn't yet. And I guess the second question, too, is it's also under PCB advisory or leasing adjacent Fort Eustis Lake. I didn't know if that been an issue in the past. I'm just curious because, of course, security concerns may outweigh this, but just didn't know further information on this.
I don't have any additional information. One thing you might want to note, this is a photo of sort of just the eastern half. We're not really, we did not survey this. We didn't even survey it because we just don't believe we can support. So we didn't even make an attempt to survey this. There are some types of structures here, and perhaps the applicant may be able to tell you if he speaks, but we can't tell if they're piers or pipes, but there's some sort of restriction here that would also sort of limit access. There is an we believe there's a tidal or a connection. I don't know if it's tidal or not, but there's a connection to this water body up to the north that goes under the road. It drains into a creek that drains into this, and then there appears to probably be a connection here as well to this creek. So there have been some issues to the east on some of this land that might be contaminated, is my understanding, on the base from prior exercises. So there's lots of concerns here about what the water quality actually might be in here. But unfortunately, I don't have any additional information other than the initial health department concerns.
Further questions? Mr. Tankard?
Has the applicant given you reason why he thinks he could actually grow oysters in here?
Well, other than its title and, you know, there are oyster leases right outside, and I believe some of those leases actually probably do have oysters growing on them. No, I don't have any other specific information from the applicant.
Okay.
I think he can address that.
Mr. Zedrin?
Is he a warbin? Is the applicant a warbin?
Not that I'm aware of.
No history of
he's
growing
a, as far as I know, he's a Department of Defense employee and has been for two or three decades, I think.
Further questions? Thank you, sir. Is the applicant present or represented? Yes, sir, come forward. Show me your testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God.
I did.
State your name for the record, please.
Marshall Wisner.
Yes, sir. Proceed. Good to have you here.
Okay. Thank you for hearing me. I've been working on the base for 15 years, and I've got friends that grow oysters. My brother's got an oyster business. I don't have a background in oysters. I do have a concern for the environment. My interest is basically not to get a business going, but just to grow for my own. I've ridden by this plat of ground for 15 years every day, and after I got into a friend of mine was always bringing oysters to work, I got interested in doing it. I saw that it's a perfect opportunity for me. What I don't understand is that when you look at the background of the base in 1918, Fort Eustis, it was called Camp Abraham Eustis at the time. They made a map and they bought, I read an article this morning. It says that Mulberry Island adjacent properties, approximately 8,000 acres, were purchased by the federal government for a total of $538,000 on March 7th, 1918, for an average of $65 per acre. Those living there were given 30 days to clear off their property. And they show a little property map on it, and that spit that comes out what they call Goose Island is not there. I've had a couple of years now waiting on this, and I've had a lot of research, time to research this, and I've got maps all the way back to 1862. Until 1950, that spit of land was not there. So it's really not on Fort Eustis property. That's my biggest protest of what they're saying. I've had a top secret security clearance since 1986. We support two special operations forces groups that operate at Fort Eustis. I run an experimental fabrication branch, and they're our biggest customer. So I am in no way a security threat. All I want to do is put a pair of hip boots on and on a Saturday go plant some oysters. It's if you look at the property, if they zoom that out, there's several little diamond shapes all along the coast there that's just as close to Fort Eustis property. But really, if you look at all the property that I can find, all the property maps that I can find on Fort Eustis runs right up along that road. Actually, if you really, I've got maps with me that I can show you. A hurricane in the 50s formed that. It pushed all that water that was a tributary and cut off that and formed what they call Lake Murray now, and they just built a road in between it. I go from, I work on Mulberry Island at the end of Mulberry Island, 4 miles away from the main headquarters. And just about every day I have to go from my headquarters to the main headquarters on Lee Boulevard, and I take that route. It's a perfect opportunity for someone like me to, I wouldn't even need a boat. At low tide, it might be waist high. High tide, it's kind of perfect. That's why I wanted to do it, because it's captured. They can't go anywhere. I really wouldn't even need a boat. I mean, you could get a boat in, but I could do it. I'm already on the base. I could do it after work. I could do it on the weekends. My brother owns...
Mr. Wise, let me ask you a question along that line. You could do it. However, the security forces would have to recognize that it's you doing it. If you could do it like that, couldn't someone else that may have nefarious ideas get in there and do the same thing and look like they're doing the same thing that you're doing if you were granted this lease?
Anyone could get on the base, sir. Anyone with a driver's license can get on the base.
I'm talking about in this area, on foot, tromping around. I mean, would that draw the attention of the security forces if someone was in that area unlawfully or not?
I think that's the question I'm posing. Is it their property? I really don't believe it is their property. Because if you look, I mean...
Well, we're not, sir, in all due respect, we're not talking about their property. We're talking about the subaqueous bottomlands of the Commonwealth, which we are the fiduciary agents. So it's basically the property held in trust for all citizens of the Commonwealth. We're not talking about it being their property. We're talking about it being in proximity to their property.
Okay, but that was my point. I had someone from Jesse, after a year, you know, I got a letter from... I had been talking to Daniel Faggart at MRC, and he got me, I was on the phone with him when I first started, and it said, I've been corresponding, I got 100 emails back and forth to him. On May the 7th, 2018, he says, your application does not have any protest files against it. It can be officially surveyed now. Unfortunately, we're backlogged. I would probably wouldn't be able to work through the stack of application features till later summer sometime. He explained the whole process to me. I did exactly what they asked me to do. He gave me a telephone number and a point of contact because I asked them, I said, could I get a point of contact and a telephone number for the base before I even start so I don't waste my money in case they don't like it. So he did that. I sent him emails. I sent him phone calls. They were unresponsive. I didn't get any emails back. A year later, a security guy sends me an email and says, we think this is a security risk. In the meantime, I had been looking, like I said, on the map. A storm created that. It's literally your guys' area, not theirs. And I just don't see why, if all the other areas right along there, if they zoom that out, I've got a picture I can show you. There's, 10 or 11 all the way around there. That's the only area that nobody's ever applied to. And I think it would be perfect for oyster planting. So I'm not an expert, but like I said, my brother owns a oyster business. He would mentor me. I could get a pair of hip boots on and plant some oysters. I'm not a security threat by any means. So that was my
for the
my
record,
question.
I don't think you are either. any questions, Mr. Wisner? Ms. Everett?
Setting aside the security issues, how about the health issues that we discussed?
I asked that, and no one has tested it. I've been on the phone again with Mr. Faggart, and he said, yeah, he was going to get in touch with them to test that water, and they, as far as I know, they haven't done it. But I've been in constant contact with them, and I've been waiting almost 2 years now for some answers, and I haven't gotten any. So that would be the only concern that I could see. Yeah, that would be valid. Otherwise. It seems like a perfect opportunity for, to improve the environment. And I think I've met the requirements that they put out and told me I had to meet. And I've gotten two letters from them saying if a protest is not filed, the commission office within 60 days after posting notice of application, I will have one of our commission surveyors survey the ground. That was January 24th. Of 2018, and then a year later, somebody comes up and says, "Hey," and the fact of the way the officer basically said is like we just don't want to mess with it. He didn't give any valid points. He said, "Well, it's just too close to the base," and I said, "Well, sir, I've done a lot of research, and it's really not on the base. It doesn't belong to the base. It's in 1918 when they bought it for so much an acre." That wasn't there. You can't buy something that doesn't exist. That was my point. Yeah.
Further questions? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anyone else here in support of the application? Anyone here in opposition to the application? I know you're not.
Well, I am, really, but I'm recommending it.
Well, I'll be quite honest with me. It does give me pause and concern if that entity believes it's such a security risk and in opposition to it that no one's here to express that concern. That's just my opinion. It's like
We did send a notification to the base of the meeting.
Mr. France?
Yes. My question would be, we don't lease polluted areas, and how do we go about trying to lease this or considering it if we don't know if it's polluted or not?
I understand. But so that I understand your point, are you suggesting that since we don't know it could be leased, or since we don't know it should not be leased at this juncture?
I would say since we don't know, I don't know how we can go forward.
Understand. Ms. Everett?
The other question to me is, do we address other issues besides coliform in terms of PCBs, or as you mentioned, there could be some other adjacent waterways that are draining to it that have kind of legacy issues? Is that something that we typically can address, or is there just enough question to consider that as a concern?
Well, the conundrum here is we could request the health department test these waters for shellfish growing, but they don't test for some of the things that Ms. Everett is talking about, like PCBs. And they would test it, see whether it could open based on fecal coliform levels. And I mean, it would have to be, I think, some additional testing done to determine, because there could be other issues here, because we know the proximity to the base and the issues that they've had on the base of contamination. So we could certainly make this contingent upon, if the health department rules that it's condemned under our current law, we wouldn't lease it, period. We wouldn't have accepted the application. But at the time, it appeared to be open. If you look on the map, it looks like it's open. The health department open areas.
Do you have a follow-up? Mr. France.
Are there any security issues with the other leaseholders that are in the area in close proximity to Fort Eustis? I mean, do security forces have to come out and check them when they're working their leases?
That's been an ongoing issue, I think, with the base. Some of these leases, I believe they have requested the leaseholder notify them if they were going to work the lease. As long as they notify them they're going to be out there so the security knows that they're working, then they don't have an issue with it, is my understanding.
Mr. Zedrin.
Who did BRMC notify on the base of this situation?
We initially sent the notification to a contact that I had had for a number of years related to environmental permitting in the civil engineering division. It's my understanding, after talking to Mr. Wisner about the concerns that why it take the base so long to react, is that that gentleman left the post, left his job, and as you are aware with government emails, once you leave, your email just is defunct. They didn't get notified right away. My understanding is that they became aware of it. I'm not sure exactly how, either by the health department's concerns, but that the base did become aware of the application. They are on our website, too. Which that's why there was some delay between when Mr. Wisner applied and when they contacted us. I believe this might have predated our notification requirement at the time. We didn't have one for adjacent landowners. But in any event, once the base knew about it, they contacted me pretty quickly and were kind of excited that, well, we're getting ready to lease it, because I said, well, no, we haven't surveyed it or anything. And that's why there was a flurry of emails back and forth between me and the base personnel the latter part of last year. But there was a delay between when he applied. But we'll accept the protest up until the day it's assigned. So
why didn't we contact the base commander or base JAG or somebody that has some authority to make a decision on behalf of the base?
mean, I understand you had a friend, but that's not the kind of way.
Well, he wasn't a friend. He was a contact related to permitting issues related to the base. Which
was that Mr.
Ronald,
like was that Ronald Holcomb?
That doesn't sound like
a
right name.
We have an email from Ronald Holcomb.
No, the gentleman I'm talking about that I knew is not there. His name, I can't recall right in a second, but I had dealt with him on a number of issues related to permitting issues with subaqueous lands on the base. He left that position, and I was not aware of that.
I would think we'd want to start with the base commander because he has jurisdiction over all that. And then if, when the security issues come up, we need to look at JAG. And they have a big JAG branch right there.
Right.
And I'm likewise concerned about the lack of interest. And I think maybe that's because we didn't contact the right people because I don't see any other leases on the base. The other leases are around the base, isn't that right?
Well, if now you're down to whether this is on the base or not. It appears this is subaqueous land that's surrounded by land that may be the bases, according to Mr. Wisner, maybe not the bases. But if this land accreted from a storm, then it's the base.
It belongs to the base.
Right. This is not fill. I don't think this was filled. Right. It's a marsh. So if it did accrete from some storm or over time, it's a natural accretion onto the existing land that's there.
And I believe some of the testimony was that there were military operations in that area?
Yes. Just to the south along that road, Harrison Road, they do conduct exercises in pretty close proximity to this.
Is any live fire?
That I'm not sure.
Okay. Yes, sir. There are times live fire here at my house across the James River.
I mean, there is live fire operations on Fort Eustis. To the east of this, for sure.
Other questions?
I guess just a comment.
Yes, ma'am.
Following the correspondence appropriately from Fort Eustis, if this area does become a restricted area, which looks like it was potentially the intention or what Mr. Monta is saying, if we did grant a lease, that would be null and void once it's restricted anyway, correct? Not to say that we can predict that, but...
I'm sorry, I didn't hear everything.
If a lease was granted, and then therefore Fort Eustis did grant the area as restricted, then it would be null and void, correct?
Yeah, what we would do, under the Code of Virginia, we have authorization as a commission. Y'all, I don't know if y'all have had any come before you before, but we had a number of them come before us after September the 11th that basically we have an applicant that will come forward with a certain area that they believe is necessary. For example, I've got one here that just handed that deals with the James River Reserve Fleet. We have security zones around a lot of places, the shipyards, certain nuclear power stations, things like that. The lease in and of itself is irrelevant. The bottom line is no one can transit in there, plain and simple. And we're looking for one now. I'm not, my memory serves me correctly. I thought we had one around the entire perimeter of Fort Eustis. I may be wrong, but to answer your question, we have the authorization as far as enactment of security zones and then the Marine Police and other law enforcement enforce them. What concerns me about this, we talked about the leases on the outside. They are obviously in open water. You get into these type of configurations that have nooks and crannies and things like that, in that close proximity, right, whether you can argue whether it's on the base or not, it's close enough to be on the base to cause concern. And to Mr. Zedrin's point, I am concerned that they didn't show up at the same time. I'm going to take up with that because I think sometimes, in all due respect, it's a lot easier to contact someone that you know that's there, that has responsibility, that will show up. Unfortunately, they've retired or been fired or something else has happened. So sometimes if you call the commander of the base, although he ultimately will be responsible, it's a hard food chain to get down to the person that's actually got an opportunity to do that. But I just feel a couple of things. Mr. France brought it up as far as water quality is concerned. If it's so difficult for their Department of Health to even sample, that's problematic. There's also some information in the report that deals with stormwater pipes in the area and things like that. What I might be looking for might be coming right here, so just hang tight to it. Anybody else have any further comment? Looking over this paperwork.
Well, I have to say, I mean, this may not be your part of the legal description of the base, but this is effectively on the base. When you look at a map, it's on the base. I have a hard time permitting a private lease on a military base.
Further questions? Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Reyes.
Yeah. Before I make a motion, I would like to just say the pollution issue is a big issue to me, but also the security issue for, our military base. And I know through experience working on the James River, if you get within a certain quarter of a mile of an aircraft carrier or something, you'd be looking at helicopters and 50 caliber machine guns looking in the face. And same thing on the York River, if you get too close over there, I think this will create a security issue, and we have still have a question of pollution, so my motion would be to deny.
Is there a second?
I second that, and would like to add the security area around any kind of military vessel or anything is 500 feet. So, this is, I don't know where the gentleman's coming from, but of course, I don't think as a lawyer, you need to look at the laws of accretion and those type of things about who gets what property when the sands is shifted by nature.
Question, second. Further discussion? Ms. Everett?
I would just like to say that Mr. Weiser finds planting ground that's suitable, and I hope that you can explore this. It's a business or a hobby. It seems like your heart's in the right place, and I hope you can find the right spot. So.
Agreed. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much.